ויקח קוירח מחלויקס קוירח מהדוסוי the Mishnah says in Odis פרק ה' משנה חוף כל מחלויקס שהיא לשם שמיים סויפה לסקיים ושאין על השם שמיים אין סויפה לסקיים זאת the Mishnah איתי היא מחלויקס שהיא לשם שמיים זו מחלויקס הילו ושמיים ושאין על השם שמיים what's a מחלויקס that's not על השם שמיים מחלויקס קוירח בכל הדוסוי Interesting, it doesn't say Machlokes Koyrach v'Moshe Rabbeinu. Machlokes Koyrach v'Chol Adosai. Among themselves they were having Machlokes Mistamines. But Pasha Pshat means Koyrach v'Chol Adosai against Moshe. This doesn't say the other side. Now there's a Orkin Pshat, the Mishnah is telling Avek that there's a difference between the Machlokes Hillel and Shammai and the Machlokes of Koyrach against Moshe. What's the difference? That by Hillel and Shammai L'Shem Shammayim and here it's not L'Shem Shammayim. That's the difference. Hillel and Shammai are having a Machlokes in Limud HaTorah. Parol would be someone that has a machlokes in limud haTorah, but he's not mechav in the Shem Shemayim. Koyrach was l'chayr stamadei, a rebellion, a merida against the hanhoga of Moshe Rabbeinu, of Aaron. Shteit in the Mishnah Nishtazah. It's before here that Koyrach had a machlokes in limud haTorah. And where did he fall? What was his mapala? What was his mistake? Because it wasn't the Shem Shemayim. What's the machlokes in limud haTorah? You can say various pshatim. Actually, there could be a mahalach that the yisoy of the machlokes, Koyrach comes with a taino, that you don't need a manik in Klal Yisrael. Kol ha'eda kulam kidoshim. He comes with talisos shekulam tcheles. And he says, you don't need a chutzal tcheles. What's the oimik of such a zach? He's saying, everyone in Klal Yisrael is Kaddish. Kol ha'eda kulam kidoshim. Who said there has to be dafka tzura in Klal Yisrael that there's a manik and a tzibur? Everyone is Kaddish. It's a vikuach. It's a vikuach in Ashkofa. It's a vikuach in Limud. So where was his mistake? Lein eskar al Hashem Shemayim. Actually, you could say another mahalach. It says, what was Kairach's mistake? He saw in the Vua that Shmuel is Yaitzim Imenu. So he understood, must be he's going to win because his children, he has a Shmuel. So the emphasis is because B'nai Kairach Loi Mason. But he himself had a Mapol. But he saw in this Nevua, Shmuel Yaitzim Imenu, must be that he's right. So there was a Machlegis that had a fratage of his Nevua. He saw in this Nevua of Shmuel Yaitzim Imenu, that must be that he's gonna have an Itzachan here in the Vikoch. And he learned to Rapurung, he had a Machlegis of Moshe, and he learned to Rapurung that in the Nevuah state that B'nai Koyrach Lai Meisu, but he himself had it was wrong. Koyrach's time is, Ki Kol Ha'eda Kulam Kedoshim. Like a double Lashon, Kol Ha'eda Kulam. We know there's a Shaila, the Tad, the Simen Tov Kuf Pei Beis, in the Nusach HaTfila of Yom HaNeiroim, he asks, and L'chayra, that he brings from the Levush, that we shouldn't say, Maloich Al Kol Ha'olam Kulay B'chvaydecha. What's Kol Ha'olam Kulay? Maloich Al Kol Ha'olam. What's Kol Ha'olam Kulay? The Levush says not to say. The Levush says you're supposed to say Maloich al kala oilam, or Maloich al oilam kulay. You don't say a double lush. The Taz says it's not a double lush, because kulay, even though it says kulay, it could still be rubay to kulay. The Torah could say kulay, and it would still maybe only mean rubay to kulay, and then you would chas hashalom mean Maloich al roiva oilam. Only when you say a double lush of kala oilam kulay, then it's klar from day to night that you mean kulay. And the Achrayim bring raya to this Taz. The Achrayim is a raya from here because he says kala eid the kulam kedoshim. That is a musig of saying a double lush. Vayishma Moshe Vayipal Alponov. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin Daf Kofiyot, the ganze sugya from Koyrach here, in Sanhedrin Daf Kofiyot, Kedayit is an innovator. Ganze Vat Gemara, what was going on here? Over it said that the Gemara Darshan on a pasuk in Tehillim, Rashi says that he fell down Vayipal Alponov because of the Machloikis. Shezekvar Biyodav Sirchan Ravi. It's already the fourth Sirchan. Egel Misoynon and Miraglim, and this is already a fourth time. How many more times could he paralyze them? A mushal that is the oyev of the melech. How many times could he paralyze for the ben ha-melech? The Gemara said that they were all choshin in be'eshes ish. It said they were all mekan of their wives. They were choshin in be'eshes ish. So the Maram Shif, in the back of Masech Techun, the Maram Shif has shtikl of anagarza. The Maram Shif over there said, the pasuk says, v'hem shif, by boiker, v'yoyda Hashem es ha-shaloi. In the next morning, tomorrow, we'll see what's going to be. He said, because the Gemara says in Yuma, that by hey, that the mon, would be able to be mavara. Let's say someone was makana ishtoi, that maybe she did nus. You would be able to tell based on the mon. If the mon fell in the husband's, her portion of mon fell in the husband together with the husband's, so she belonged by the husband's still. And if it's missing and the portion instead falls by the father, then he knows she has to send her back to her father's house. So Moshe Rabbeinu was saying that the Gemara Darshan is vayir. Hamon kizera, God, love on God is milashin vayage. The mon would be able to tell us if she was mizan. So Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, you're telling me that you're choshin, you're an ish. Boiker, v'yoyid Hashem, we'll see where the mon falls. The mon is going to fall by everyone in his house. It's not going to fall by in the wrong place. So they have the whole vikuach with the ktoires, with the reishon and anoshim. And the ground opens up. But the chatalim horitz. Now, if you go through the psukim, it's not exactly clear. There was a few different things going on over here, a few different machlokes. Who got which oinish? It's a machlokes in the Gemara. It says in the first in the pasuk, "Vatiftach haoritz es pia, vativlo oisom ve'es bateihem ve'es kol ha'odom asher lekoyrech." And it's again in Parshas Matos in Perek Chavov. It's in the first again. Dosan and Aviram and the anshei koyrech. Later on, it's in Parshas Pinchas. I'm sorry. In Perek Chavov, it's mefurish that Dothan and Aviram and the Anshei Korach fell into the Adam. Meanwhile, what happened to the Masayim Chamishim Anoshim? The pasuk said, "The Eish Yotzei Me'Eish Hashem, Atoyach Alav Chamishim Masayim Ish." Now, what happened to Korach? What happened to Korach? Machlokes in the Gemara. Omer Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin Kufiyud, Korach loymen abluim veloymen anisrofim. Korach did not fall on the ground. He wasn't from the bluim that fell into the ground by Yivla, and he wasn't from the nisrofim. Loymen abluim. The Anshe Kairach, Veloy Kairach Atman. Veloy Menan Esrafim, because it says, Es Chamishim Amasayim Ish, Veloy Kairach. So the Gemara doesn't explain, but Rashi explains. So what did happen to Kairach? He died in the Magefa. There was a Magefa also, 14,700 people died in the Magefa. Right? Kairach was one of them. Kairach died in the Magefa. That's Rabbi Yochanan Shita. The Gemara brings down a Braisa, Tana, Kairach Menan Esrafim, Umen Hablum. Punk vakeret. Kairach got both. He was Nisraf and he was Nivlai at the end. Min Abluim and Besiv Ativa Oisam Ves Kairach. Darsh is the pasuk in Parshas Pinchas. And also Min Anisrafim Vatoichal Es Chamishim Amashayim Ish and Kairach Be'adayu. So it's a machlokes if Kairach Bechlal wasn't Loi Min Abluim but Loi Min Anisraf. Vakeret he was Nerek B'Magefa. Or he was both. Negev, you have the Toises here in Kedushin. Mizmar La'asaf Kino La'asaf Nibayolay. Ella, it's a mizmah la'asaf. Rashi says the pshat is because if he hits and mitchamos el esim avonim, our Tosfos brings a pshat, a marshal that the shifcha dropped the kli cheres into the well and no one's going to come pick it up. But once the bat hamelech dropped in a kli zov, they're going to misha yaletzu. And the marshal is because mizmah la'asaf because he was from the children of Kairach. Now when Tosfos brings it, he says because he was from the bnei Kairach. And the Rishash asks, the bnei Kairach loy mesim, but they weren't down there. So he says in the Tana of Eliyahu, the girsa is Kairach himself. And the Mizmah also that Kairach is going to get lifted up. Whether Kairach himself was Nivlah, also Machlaikis. It's telling the Machlaikis here in Sanhedrin Kufiyot, if Kairach himself was from the Bluim. Pasuk says, Mehemshech. That they made a tzipi on the Mizbeach, as he koroim for the Bnei Yisrael. That you shouldn't be. The smag in his cheshbon of minyan mitzvahs counts as a lav doiraisa. That anyone that's marde b'machloikis, lashon hara or beikar marde b'machloikis, is over a lav doiraisa. V'loyiach hekayrach b'chadosa. Eichet Rabbeinu Yoyin in Shari Tshuva, in Shari Gimel, Oysen Nun Ches, he says kol amachzik b'machloikis is over the lav doiraisa. Of the Vayir Kekoyrach Bechadosim. The Chofetz Chaim, when he says all the Cheshboinus of the Minyan Alavim that a person could maybe be Oyver if he speaks Lashon Hara, amongst them he says, I think it's Lav Yud Beis, he says, if the Lashon Hara causes to come to Machalaikis, you're Oyver the Lav they write from the Vayir Kekoyrach Bechadosim. I think he brings them in Yoyna, smart. Over Rambam, it's Sefer HaMitzvahs, doesn't count this Lav. Chinuch doesn't count this Lav. Rashi also, there's a Rashi in Yeshaya, in Perek Vav, is Mavur also that the Leyecha Kairach Bechadosa is not a lav derais. So what is it yet? So the Rambam explained it's a Haftacha. The Leyecha Kairach Bechadosa. The Torah is saying that even though people are going to make machlokes in Kal Yisrael and speak Lashon Hara, it's never going to happen such a thing again. The Leyecha Kairach Bechadosa. It will never happen again that there will be the earth opening up and dropping. So what yet will happen? Kasha Dibra Hashem Biyad Moshe, like Rashi explains here, Piyad Moshe, the Gemara Sanhedrin, Kufi Rosa Darshan, that makes the Xer Shabu or a Mitzino, I'm not sure, that it says by Piyad Moshe, that Moshe Rabbeinu's hand, right? By Yotzi Yodam Icheke, that his hand became Saras. So the Gemara is darshaning, Kashas Dibur Hashem, Biyad Moshe, the same thing that happened with the Yad of Moshe, the same way the Yad of Moshe turned into Saras, also called Amarav of Machloikis, he's going to get Saras. But there's a Haftocha from Vulayiyah Hakarav Hadassim. Now after the Bnei Korach, after the Anshe Korach fall in, and the Eish is Yoytze from the Masayim Chamishim Anoshim that wanted to bring Ketairis, the whole Masayim Chamishim, Mitchila was upgraded that only one of them is going to be the Skabel. It's not Pshat the Machlokes was, is the 250 Ketairis going to be the Skabel or Aaron. The whole entire 250 knew that only one of them, 249, even on the time of beer, right, 249 of them are going to die. And all of them went to the Machlokes Ketairis. Mavalal Arayim. But after they were dying, right, there comes another Maisa, comes a Magefa. There comes a Magefa. And in the Magefa dies, our boss are Elif Ushvamis, Mavad Amesim al Varkar, 14,700. Rabbi Shulev Diskin, he says, that the Emes, the Eves, the one that killed out the Gansa Klal Yisrael. Achal Oysim Karega. Hey, Rabbi Mumitai Ha'eda, Achal Oysim Karega. Instead, he took off Truma. Now, Truma Ba'ayin Yop is Echad Me'ar Boy. 1/40th of Klal Yisrael is 14,000. 700. Come on, 14,700 times 40 is 588,000. I guess if you count also the people that died with Masayim Chamisha Manoshim, and you add the Cheshbon with Anshe Korach, it comes out exactly that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took off a Truma. Echad Me'arvoy. Now how do they stop the Magefa? They stop it with the Ketores. Ketores is a Mechit. First, the Magefa was traveling. And when Aaron puts them, Vayamid bein hamesim ubein achayim, Vatiyotzer hamagefa. Could even be medayik in the psukim. Vayikach Aaron took the ketores. Vayaret al toicha kahol, like one place where Klal Yisrael was. He thought that's where he's going to make the mechitza of the ketores. Or b'dihine heichal hanegev ba'om, but he saw that it already spread even more. So he had to go even weiter, and he had to go Vayamid bein hamesim ubein achayim, where the people hadn't died yet. It was pushing spreading as a magefa. And the mechitza, the ketores makes a mechitza. The oshana ketores is a mechitza. It's right, and that's how it stops the magefa. And now comes Nocha Parsha, the Parsha from the Matos. What's the Indian? What's stated in the Parsha of the Matos? Korach was Niskane on Aaron, on Yisrael himself in Ben Uziel, or what the Bekuach was, Kolei the Kulam Kedoshim. However, L'chayr, he was proven wrong. There was a Magefa, there was a Sreifa, there was Bluim. From all of Zayt, L'chayr, it's ready in its barer that Korach and Adosai are not correct. What's the Indian now, Bazunder again, that they have to take Shtemesri Matois with Mata Aroin. A Matos of Shtemesri Matos L'chayr means that Ephraim and Menashe are one. Because if Levi counts over here as a Mate, then Ephraim and Menashe have to be counted as one. I saw that maybe Reuben wasn't in the Cheshbon, I'm not sure why. Parshas Menashe and Ephraim is only one, because Levi is counted as separate. But what's the Indian of the Matos? What is it coming to prove? L'chayr, everything was already proven. There's a medrash also that Aaron's mate was the mate of Moshe. So what's the greatest occurrence that Aaron's mate is Nifrach and it's godless Shkedim, that the nace happens in Aaron's mate. They, everyone else took some of the mate and Aaron takes the mate of Moshe Rabbeinu, the mate that was never made as Moshe. It's not a kutzit that Aaron got the yet a mate. But in medrash stated that's what the mate was. But what's in the realm, what's the limit from their mate? So I saw various pshat in me. It's a pshat to say, Korach kainen originally, kol ha'edu kul kadoshim. Talas Shakula Trevis. There doesn't have to be a manik in Klal Yisrael. Everyone is good. And that he was proven wrong. No, there's a Tzura. And Moshe Rabbeinu says back, no, there's a Tzura to Klal Yisrael. That even if it's a Talas Shakula Trevis, you need a Chut of Trevis. And there has to be a leader. There's a Tzura to Klai Yisrael. There's one leader, there's one Torah, there's one leader, there's a Tzura. Now the Kairo was proven wrong, and there's still another Shaila. Who was supposed to be the Mani? Naniach that there has to be a Mani. How do you know Moshe? How do you know Aaron? How do you know Aaron is supposed to get the Kohuna? Naniach there has to be a Kohuna. It can't be that everyone is allowed to be Mark of Kateris. There has to be an Echad V'yocha that he's supposed to be Mark of the Kateris. There's Zok, it's Aaron. So that's the Indian of the Matis. The Matis is coming to show us, Bazunda, that Aaron is the one that's supposed to be demonic, that's supposed to be the Kohen Gadol. How does it show it? So it doesn't stop as it means because the nace happened. Kriyas Yamsev is actually a regressor in nace. What the limit over here is, the Emes, what's the nace b'chlal? You took a stick and it grew shkedim. The Emes, a tree of shkedim. What's a tree of shkedim? It's a stick planted in the ground and it grows shkedim. No one's a spall. No one's a spall. A tree. You put it in the ground and it grows. Pshat is Aleph Ashtein, Vaseis, Teva. You put it in the ground, there's koiches and there's nutrients and there's inyonim in the ground that gives it koiches of kidul and it grows. Tenei, so here, once you put it in the koiches kadosh. The limud is, you have to have a yinika from something. Now, normally a tree you plant in the ground, that's what gives it the koiches yinika, that's what makes it grow. A manik in Klal Yisrael is someone who's kol kula in the tua in Ruchnis. Who's supposed to be the Kohen Gadol? Someone that by him, you want his tree to grow shkedim. You plant it in Kedusha, you put it in the Kodesh Kedoshim. That's going to make it grow shkedim. It doesn't need the ground, he doesn't need the gashmis. He's called Kula in the Tua Baruchnis. That's the remez. It's not something the nate, there's a message over here. Who's supposed to be the Kohen Gadol? 12 people are going to put sticks. The other 11 have to go to the in the air. They have to put it in the ground, and that's where it's going to grow. By Aaron's mata, it's going to grow in the Kodesh Kedoshim. That's the limit. He's supposed to be the Kohen Gadol. The Emes is a medrash that in the Kodesh Kedoshim Bechlau there were trees, there were sticks that grew things. There's a medrash that Bechlau there was a lot of different trees and prochim in the Beis HaMikdash. The nature is that everyone put on a stick and Aaron taka grew, so you see Aaron hat ha-shaychus the Kodesh Kedoshim. Aaron hat ha-shaychus though. In the Kodesh Kedoshim there are sticks that grow and everyone put on a private stick and Aaron taka grew just like the other sticks grow in the Kodesh Kedoshim. That alone is a right. There's actually another there. Kairach is coming to Taina that he's also on a high madrega. He deserves the kahuna. Now we know kahuna is totally, you have to be born a kohen. You're a kohen because your father's a kohen. You can be the greatest mensch, but a kohen misdemished. Kairach's Taina was that avoiding the Beis HaMikdash has to do with madregas. He also is a big balavoida, and the lad he was, and he has big musogam and big madregas. He's able to be a kohen. And the message is no, kahuna doesn't go like that. Kahuna is totally if you're a kohen. Now, Taira is not like that, right? Mam's a Talmud Chacham, kohen a kohen God Lamar. In the Madrega of Torah. But Kohuna is Kohuna. You need to be a Kohen. And that's the message over here. That a filo ashtik holds. It can grow. If it's in the right place and it's shaykhus to the Kohuna, it can grow. It's not totally in your Madrega. And then it's the gold. It's not totally in the Avodah either. Actually, one more shot in this, I saw the Meshaloyach. He said, the Izbetzin. He said that the Emes, all of the 12 matos of the Shvatim grew. But each one, the Madre Gosei, some of them only grew prachim a little bit, some a little bit more prachim. Aaron's was the one that went by Yotzei Ferach, by Yotzei Sitz, by Yigmo Shkeden. It was Mafriach in Gans Bishlemus. That means Abanda, it wasn't even an ace. I mean, it was an ace, but I'm saying it wasn't a Bazundar ace that happened here. In the Beis HaMikdash, they're supposed to be that the Eitzim are Goydel, prachim and Shkeden. But the 12 Matis, each Shavit, put in a Mate, and it even says he learned up into the pasuk Vayiru Vayikhu Ishmateyu. Well, it's not. Each one had a siman on the bottom. It said his name on it. Vayiru Vayikhu Ishmateyu. Each one walked in and it knew. Each nasi, whoever put in the matah, knew where his madrega was. They walked in and he saw. Oh, this is what I'm holding. This is taka my matah. This is how much it grew. And the remember that Aaron is supposed to be the gadol is because Aaron was b'shleimus Vayotzei Ferach Vayotiktis Vayikmoshkeidim. But everyone else also grew a little bit. Vayiru Vayikhu Ishmateyu. Each one saw kifi his madrega. The hemshach of the parsha, you have the matnis kahuna. After we're spelling effect the union of kahuna, we have the matnis kahuna. For under a pasuk, yir aleph, called Torah beveitz chayoychalos. So there's a makar, and it's a free, I have an art over here, it's a free darshan, it's called Torah beveitz chayoychal, is that eishes koi in each truma. It's a free, eishes koi in each truma. Rashi brings it over here. The Ravracha called Torah, the Rabbis Ishtoi. Eishes koi each trum. And if you do, the Rishonim already asked the Kasha. Tois in Yevomis. Why do you need a pasuk of Kol Torah beveitz chayoychal koyish? That eishes koi each trum. We anyways know eishes koi each trum because there's a pasuk called Kinyan Kaspat. Hayim yoychal. And eishes koi is a Kinyan Kaspat. Why do you need both pasukim? So Tois in Yevomis, Daf Nun Ches, says that the Sifri, I'm sorry, that Samachez, Amar Aleph, Taisa says, that the Sifri is a smachta ba'alma. The Ikr Makar that Eishes Koyin, it's Truma, is from Kinyan Kaspar. The Pasuk of Kaltar Bebeis is only an asmachta. But Pashtas Rashi, Schoilik Rashi, and Kedushin Rashi over here, Rashi and Pashtas Emor, that there's a din, that Taka, there's two dinim, there's a din of Kotor Bevezcha, an Eishas Koin Eish Truma, and a din of Kinikat. The Shaila is why eating both. Is the emesis that they, the Pashtas of Kotor Bevezcha, Mestom is only when you're in a sewer. Only after Nesuin is a din of Kotor Bevezcha Yoichel. Als Eresin, you wouldn't eat Kotor Bevezcha. So that's why you need Kinin Kaspa. But the Shaila is Fakert, Kinin Kaspa is enough. So that the Mahalach and the Achroinim are Sameach and other, that after din of Kol Torah B'Veitcha, you're allowed to eat Chodah V'Shoik also. After din of Kinyan Kaspa, you can only eat Truma, but you can't eat Chodah V'Shoik. After din of Kol Torah B'Veitcha, you're allowed to eat Chodah V'Shoik also. He's talking over here about Chodah V'Shoik. And it would be a Chiddush Levina, that an Eishas Kohen could only eat Chodah V'Shoik after Nisun. Because Chodah V'Shoik, she's only eating after din of Kol Torah B'Veitcha. That's only after Nisun. You can clear another pshat with Tufula. So you do what Rashi says, an Eishas Kohen, if you marry her with Kesef, if you Makadosh her with Kesef, so then it's Kinyan Kaspar. But how do you know if you Makadosh Ishi with Shtar and Bia, then it's also going to eat Shulma, maybe only if you Makadosh with Kesef, then it's Kinyan Kaspar. So Rashi answers, Iske Shavai Fladod. The Seitin Echanami, only Kiddushay Kesef is Kinyan Kaspar. But it's Iske Shavai Fladod. If you do it under Rishayna Machayl, and they say, Kinyan Kaspar doesn't mean that you bought her with Kesef. Kinyan Kaspar means you have a momentum kinyan. Dugma Ladov, an Evet Kinaini, a Behema of a Koyan eats Truma. Only if you bought it with Kesef. If you bought the Evet Kinaini with a Shtar, if you bought the Behema with Mashiach of Agbar, then it's not going to eat the Truma. Avadi, yes. Over there, there's no Iskish Kinyanam Ahadadi. There's no Hekish from Kinyan Mashiach to Kinyan Agbar. Elamai, Kinyan Kaspar means that you have a momentum kinyan. It's regardless of which Maisa Kinyan you make. So why does Rashi need this kish of Aishmada? Rana Sach Torah, the Bolchanan Yidu and Kovitz Aris wants to say that there's two meanings to Kinyan Kaspar. Eved of a Koyin, Behemas Koyin, is Kinyan Kaspar because you have a momentistic Kinyan. And then it's not relevant which Maisa Kinyan you did. It's just as much Kinyan Kaspar if you bought him with Mashiach or Agbo or Chazaka. Because it's a momentistic Kinyan. But by Ishus, Eno Isha Mamayin Yishol Baal, it's not Mamash and momentistic Kinyan. There, if it's Kedushay Kesef, Taka, you have Kinyan Kaspar. And of the other two, Shtar and Bia, you have to come on to Iskish of Aish Vadol. Ba'an Azat Ha'ir. Lef Geminis. Or I was clearing, Lepul Pula, I don't know. Maybe there could be another Teres, I've seen, Davzen. There may be a Nechanami, only when you Mekadosh with Kesef is a Kinyan Kasper. This that when you Mekadosh Isha with Shtar and Bia, that also going to eat, is only going to be a Kotar B'Veischa. This is not a Grace of Chiddush. What do you Kotar B'Veischa? That's Nesumen, that's Chodav Ishoi. But it would be a chiddush betata that shtar and beer wouldn't be al kinyan kaspar. Rashi had a teret, it's kishavai fladadi. But there could have been a plan that kedusha shtar and beer needs to come on to kotar beveich. The pashtis only a isha is kotar beveich. Basically, it's ishta. An eved and a behemah zicher is not as kotar beveich. An eved and a behemah zicher is al kinyan kaspar. Although I saw Duchtach and the Stifler on the Avdalim and Kedushin, the Gemara has a Havamina, we learn out of in the Pasuk, Toishav Koyin Mesachar Layoichal, that an Eben Imri, a Nirza, an Eben Imri, doesn't eat Truma, what would have been the Havamina that it does? The Pasuk is Mechanis that he doesn't. The Nidin that he would have is Pashas, because Kinyan Kaspar. No, the Pasuk is Mechanis, it's not a real Kinyan Kaspar. The Stifler wants to go with the Mahal, that the Havamina would have been go that it's considered Beit. The Pasuk is Mechanis that a Toishav and Mesachar is not considered Nechol and Beit. You have to know also, the Pashtas, Toshav Socher doesn't eat Betruma. Pashtas is Chayiv Misa. He's a regular Zohar. He's a regular Zohar. There would have been a Hanamina that maybe he's Nichol also in the Kinyan Kaspi of Koyin. Kamash on the Pasuk Nat. Now that it's Kamash on the Pasuk Nat, so Chazarna that he's a regular Yisrael, he's a Zohar. Zohar Shachol Truma Chayiv Misa Bidei Shemayim. It's interesting because the Chinuch and the Rambam counted as a separate lav. Toshav Socher lo Yoichol. What's this Bazundur lav? It's the lav of Zohar. It's Tak a separate lav. There's no Chayiv Misa. The Mechaz Chinuch has a tzad to be mechadish like that. He even wants to be mechalik between a tremendous chadushim between a toishav and a sachim. That an evidently of only 6 years has no shayches bechlal and he's chayiv misa, he's mamish azar. A nirza be'etzem is yeh kinyan oilam. And therefore be'emes is not a zar anymore. He's taka kinyan gatsu be'ev the kohen. But if there's a gatsu b'lo yoicham, but there it's only a lab, the taka won't be chayiv misa k'dei shemayim. It's grois a chadushim. Grois a chadushim. You have oichad esugi of pinyan aben. Yidua, the Goyin, said that everything Kol HaTorah Kulah is Nichlal in the Chamisha Chomshei Torah and in Sefer Bereishis, in Chumash Bereishis, in the Pasuk Rishon, everything is Nirma Zerah. So ain't them gefreg. Wo steht Pidyon HaBen? Ich weiß nicht, wo steht, wo ist der gefreg Pidyon HaBen? Und Chaval, an der nicht gefreg, das sagt andere Scheile solchen. Aber der Meister, gefreg der Goyen, wo steht Pidyon HaBen? So hat der Goyen gesagt, Bereishis ist Rosh HaTavis, Ben Rishon, Achrei Shloishim Yoyim Tifodem. So the word Bereishis is a Rosh HaTavis Pidyon HaBen. Either go to Golis or go to Cheren. What are you doing? I'm the two heads in which tefillin. Let's face when I come. Go to Golis, go to Cheren. Ad hochi, as they were speaking, Osa hu gavra, a person came into the Beis Medrash. Amalei etziyalim liyinuka, this late Tzvei Roshi. I just had a baby that was born with two heads. Kama be'inan lemisvah l'kayin. How much do I have to pay for Pidyon HaBen? How much do I have to pay for Pidyon HaBen? Osa hu sava, tonalei chayim liyin lo yud sloy. You have to give 10 sloy. Normally Pidyon HaBen is chamisha sloy. He said, over here it's born with two heads, you have to give 10 sloyim. Frek the Gemara. This is very shverish thing of Gemara. But honey Rabbi Bar Chama, mitarich shenem apadei tifte, es bachar adam shemeni, afilu nitref, tamad leimar achalak. Frek the Gemara, that if it's a treifa, you don't have to pay for pidyon HaBen. And the Gemara is assuming in the kasha, that if a baby's born with two heads, it's going to be a treifa. And the chara, that's the pshat, that's why pidyon HaBen, you can have a shaiva, because maybe he survived for 30 days. But for tefillin, he still said it's not negated, Shiloh, because it's a trait. It's not going to last till the bar mitzvah. Tefillin, he's still upset. Don't ask me. Pidyon HaBen came into learning. Tefillin is not negated. So, for the Gemara, but why are you paying 10 sloyim? If it's a treifa, we have a din that a treifa doesn't pay Pidyon HaBen b'chlal. Enter the Gemara. Shiny hocha de begulgoilus tala rachmona. Over here, it's different that Pidyon HaBen is telling you the begulgoilus. How does that answer the kasha? The kasha was, why are you paying? Because it's a treifa. Is Rashi doesn't zok. This day you're asking if it's a treifa, it's not a treifa. And if you want to know why you pay 10, because it's only in the Gugoyos, and it's too heavy. So say there, and this again, the Shaklatari is very much. They ask him, how much do you pay? He said 10. But the Gemara, in fact, it's a treifa. And for the Gemara, you're right, it's not a treifa, but came around, but the might you pay 10. Who state the Shaklatari? If you do a B'Shem Rav Chaim, shot in the Shaklatari of the Gemara, that Rav Chaim said, you can clear a Chakira, if the person that's born with two heads, is it one person or two people? Is it one person that has two heads? Or it's two people. Two people, the heads convey the person. And they're rather shearing a body. They're only the shearing a body, but it's two people. And this is really the Shiloh. Is it one person or is it two people? If it's one person, it's 15, then it's five. If it's two, you pay 10. That's the lane is already very schwer. If it's two people, then only one of them is the Bechor. I don't know which one. Yev Shalat Samson, it came out feet first, and you can't tell. But there's not going to pay 10. So this is a great sorrow on this Mahalat from Chai. But at that time he goes to Shaka Vatari. That the Gemara is saying that it's considered two people and that's why you pay 10. Both of them are the Bechor. Yeah, sure, it's two people and both of them are not the Bechor. Yeah, but still. So that could they have later. Klap Yishmai, only one is the Bechor. I don't know which one. Yeah, sure, I don't know which one. You have to know. But he wanted to say both of them are the Bechor and you'll pay 10. So to Chayim. A person with two heads, there's a cloud, yes or cannot go. Is it considered a trait? Zok der azeh. If it's two people, then it won't be able to survive. Two people can't survive with the same body. If it's one person, then it's not a trait. It's also a chidush. There's a cloud usually yes or cannot go makes you a trait. If there's an extra able, it's also a trait. But that thing wants to go. If it's one person with two heads, this can trait. He has an extra head. Fine, good. If it's two people, then not. This is the Shaka Vatari. They asked him how much you pay for Pidyon HaBen, and the answer was you pay 10. All you're paying 10 must be both of them are a Bechor, then it's two people. For the Gemara, if it's two people, then it's a treifa. A treifa can't survive. And for the Gemara, no. It's one person. And it's not a treifa, because it's one person. You're going to ask me if it's one person, so why are you paying 10 for Pidyon HaBen? Xeris HaKosav, shiny hochet, that the Gulgoylus, Tola Rachmanim. Over here it's Tola, in Gulgoylus. And Pidyon HaBen is not five sloyim. Pidyon HaBen is you have to count how many heads the baby has, and based on how many heads, that's how much you pay. No, there's one, you pay five. Over here, there's two heads, you pay 10. It's one person, but the Mechayim of Pidyon HaBen is good girl, let's tell her off money. That was the Shaka Batari of the Gemara. that the shakamatari was whether it's one person or two people. The Havmina was that it's two people, you pay 10. In fact, the Gemara is a treifa. And if the Gemara is one person, no, because girl is taller than one. So, ever since I had a shaila, according to the way we're learning now, that the maskani was one person, and nevertheless the din is that you pay pidyon haben 10, because pidyon haben is totally b'gilgoyles. A baby with 3 heads, you pay 15, whatever. You have to count up the heads, and that's the chiyuv of pidyon haben. I had a shaila in Lomnis. Is it one chiyuv or two separate chiyuv? Is every b'gilgoyles a separate machayev? A person that has a two-headed b'char has two separate machayev of pidyon haben, on the same one person, but two separate machayev. Oh no, it's one machayev. How much is pidyon haben? Not always a standard fee. Count up how many heads, that's the amount. But it's one mechayev. What's the nafkamina? If you can give four, five, ten slums to one kohen or not, it's not negayah. Pidyon haben, you can give a prutah, a whole bunch of prutahs to a different, 100 different kohanim. So it's not going to be a nafkamina elsewhere. So what would be the nafkamina if it's one mechayev and two mechayev? But it's clear, it's a harif or something, it's clear. The mechazrin of Reta Shaila, if a chetzi eved, chetzi ben choyren, has to pay pidyon haben. And he says no. If a bachor, a chetzi eved, chetzi ben choyren, Chomesh v'loy chetzi chomesh. Only the chilev ben choyren is machoyif. And if you don't pay pidyon haben b'chlal, because it's exeris akosav, he says, chomesh v'loy chetzi chomesh. So I want to know, what's going to be by a chetzi eved chetzi ben choyren with two heads? If each head is a separate mechayiv, then every mechayiv separately is chomesh v'loy chetzi chomesh. But if it's one big mechayiv, then grab the punt, come to the earth, the cheshbon is right, it's fine. And if it's not going to pay chamesh, it's one. This is chedush. Now the etzem shayel of Reb Chaim, whether it's one person or two, the emet is mefurish azoy, not like I'll be the etzem shaka v'tari of the Gemara, but the etzem idea is mefurish and toises. Toises brings down over there, menachas tablan is dying. Ba'oilam hazel lechet. Ba'oilam hazel is no such thing as a two-headed person. Nowadays, the stories of people, it's not two-headed people. Two-headed person, the Gemara is talking about, is the tak is one goof. Only two heads. Usually when you have the Siamese twins that are shearing parts of a body, they have more than just a head dish. This tak a tumah rachot of a born pneumium inside. It's not split apart. Here we're talking about literally the goof is one and two heads. So Tosfos says, "Ba'olam has a leka, avo yesh b'medrash, ashmet I hoiti mitachas karka odam sheyesh l'shnei roshim, behibil lefnei shloim ha'melech, ashmet I brought down a mensh, a zach, that from under the ground with two heads, and he brought the shloim ha'melech, and this guy married an isha, as I bring Tosfos menachas lamedayim, he married a lady, and he had a whole bunch of children. Some children had two heads, and some children had one head. And when the guy died, v'chishbo lach lech b'nichsei aviyem." The two-headed kids. There was a whole bunch of two-headed kids and a whole bunch of one-headed kids. The two-headed kids want the double portion in Yerushim. Not as Bukhar. They were telling that each one of us is two people. We deserve double portion of Yerushim. They came to Shlomo HaMelech to be a din Torah if they deserve double portion. Doesn't say what happened. On the bottom of the Shittim HaKubetzes, in Menachas you have in the Shittim HaKubetzes on the bottom, that he says Shlomo HaMelech was Machriya, he boiled up some water and he covered up one of the heads and he poured boiling water on the other head. And both heads screamed. So Shlomo HaMelech said, must be it's one person. And if you don't deserve double Yush, which is good, but Reb Chaim, that was the maskon. That's one person. But that's what he was machri. Now it's a sign to hachra, because if you would pour water on the stomach, avada both of them would scream. So lachar, if you pour water on one head, the other head is not going to scream. It's still attached to his goof. So levina yabelis, that's on the big yabelis on his neck. With an eye and a nose and a mouth, but there's something, there's a wart on his neck. Vaitreish, no. If you understand good what it means that it's two people, the stomach is both of his, the legs are both of his, you pour on the legs of both of his. But if it's two people, then the other head is not his. He wouldn't scream, it didn't hurt him. God, his head is covered, he didn't feel, he doesn't know. He wouldn't scream. As I shlame understand, Vashtan, and every day would arrive and attack a one person. We have the sugya of Pidyon HaBen, later comes in Kedushin. The Gemara's mavur that Rav Kahana shok al sudra l'pidyon haben, and Tosfos brings a steer in Gemara's whether Rav Kahana b'chalal was a koyin. There's Gemara's that mavur that Rav Kahana b'chalal wasn't a koyin. Rav Kahana says in Psochim, he loved in a siva kahanta loy galoy. Rav Kahana was saying, since I'm not a koyin and I married a bas koyin and I shouldn't have, so that's why I went to go. But since he really wasn't a koyin, v'tachayni shteita Rav Kahana shok al sudra l'pidyon haben. So Tosfos says there was two Rav Kahanas. Then he says another teretz. Rav Kahana shokel b'shvil ishtoi, in the schus of his wife. He bought his wife was a bas koyin, he had the right to take pidyon haben. Now the etzem idea is not Tosfos chiddush, it's the mefurash gemara in chulin, that a bow of a koyin could take zroya l'chayayin v'keva, the schus of his wife, that's a gemara. That the husband of a ashes who has a wife, a bas koyin, could take zroya l'chayayin v'keva. Tosfos is the mechad, then you could take mois of pidyon haben. The Rambam is chiddush, the Rambam says pidyon haben, not pidyon haben, only a koyin could take. So, Machloikis Mishoinim. Then it's a pella. It says Rav Kahana said l'divi shavali. The hat wasn't even worth 5 shekels. And he said l'divi shavali. If it's not in his own schus, it's his wife's schus. He's taking the schus of his wife. His l'divi shavali is going to be the keveya. He's taking the schus ishto. Shteta a grace of chiddush, either how you understand l'divi shavali, or how you understand what the gather is that taking the schus ishto. But they stated, Rav Kahana was able to say how much it's worth. Farana Shailan of Kiveya and Shuba and Simon Reish Gimel, we know that the din of Pidyon HaBen, if the father or the mother of the child is a Kohen or a Levi, there's no din of Pidyon HaBen. Think about that. So, the Gemara says, look, if the mother is a Kohen, the mother of the baby is a Kohen. So the Gemara says, if it's under a Chiddush, if the mother is a Kohen, the kid is not, the kid is Yisrael, right? Kahuna and Levi goes, and Yisraelus goes bus to the father, right? If you're a Yid, you go bus to the mother, but the Yichus of Kohen, Levi, Yisrael is based on the father. So the father is Yisrael, the mother is about Kohen. There's no Pidyon HaBen, even though the kid is Yisrael. Fet Rabbi Kiveger, why do you need a Bazundur Rechidish? That if the mother is a Kohen, there's no Pidyon HaBen. Anyone who's married to an Esh to a Bas Kohen can take Pidyon HaBen for himself. He can go take other people's Pidyon HaBen. Now, a Kohen himself, Zichur, wouldn't have to do Pidyon HaBen. He can give it to himself. And so what's the Bazundur Rechidish? That if your wife is a Kohen, you don't have to do Pidyon HaBen. You're allowed to take the Chus of your wife. So why do you want to do Pidyon HaBen? You can give it to yourself. The same way the Kohen himself, Pashtekel, doesn't have Pidyon HaBen, he can give it to himself. So what do you need a Bazundur Adin that if your wife is a Kohen? As I tried to be clear, so then it is a partial terror. If you got divorced before the baby was 30 days old, you can't anymore take in the source of your wife. But now that there's a din that the mother of the baby is the Kohen, so you put in a Pidyon HaBen. Another nafkamina is, I'm not sure if a Kvega handles this nafkamina. What would be a Suffolk Bas Kohen? You married a lady who's a Suffolk Bas Kohen. She's not sure if she's a Bas Kohen. She was a Suffolk Ben Shiva Lavishan Ben Heshel Acham. She's not sure if her father was a Kohen or Yisrael. If there's be'etam dikadin, that someone, if the mother's a kohen, you don't have to pay, so then misafik, you won't have to get pidyon HaBen. I'm waiting for the right. But if be'emes yimachuyim, now you want to say you're potter because you can give it to yourself, the same, you have to be vadai. Misafik, you can't give it to yourself, then you won't be able to have pidyon HaBen. It's also in the game, the sugya's in Kedusha later, we have the sugya of Orei, Evet Knaini, Adam Choshuv. All these things, you can do pidyon HaBen. Midin Arev, you can do Pidyon HaBen. The Kohen says to give the 5 shekels to a different Yisrael. If he says to give it to a different Kohen, it's right. But the Kohen says to give it to a different Yisrael. Is that Pidyon HaBen? It's probably the longest of Midin Arev. Because if it's only after Hanah, then the Chayr is not Gufay Mamet. Like Pidyon HaBen, you need Dabar Shei Gufay Mamet. But if Midin Arev is the longest, that's Mamet as if you gave it to him. Al Pi Dvorev, it's as if you gave it to him. So you can be Makadish Midin Arev. The Mechiz Chinuch Klat HaBen. Adam Choshev. Adam Choshev would mean that a Kohen would give money to Davi HaBen. But Davi HaBen is so Choshev, so it's as if Davi HaBen gave the Kohen Hanoah. Again, I don't know if that's good for a moment. And also, when the Velt Kler of the Shadow, they say, what if the Kohen would give Davi HaBen 5 shekels? Heard that twice. The Kohen wouldn't have to give Davi HaBen 5 shekels. How much would he have to give? I don't know. It depends how Choshev Davi HaBen is. Davi HaBen, he has to give, if it's very Choshev, could be giving one pruta to the God Lador, Davi HaBen, would be worth to you 5 shekels. You would have to give the Abi HaBen enough that he's the other person, that it's enough that you get a 5 shekels to get an army. Farana Shaila Bechlal, if Pidyon HaBen is Stamaz de Aperoi in Choyv, or is it a Gantz in a Pidyon HaBen? It's a Gantz of Sugi and Kedush and Dav Chesed Negev, Dav Zem Bishaiter. The Goyin is you do a hold, it's only a Prius Choyv. There's a famous Maisa with Rav Shloim Haiman. They had a shayla, there was a Pidyon HaBen, and they weren't sure should they daven Meirev first or Pidyon HaBen. So someone wanted a Taina, Tadr, Vishayni Tadr, Tadr Kohen, and Meirev comes first. Meirev is more Tadr. And the Shlomi Gatayna, the Pesach, it's a Prius Kohen. A guy, you borrowed money from someone, you owe money, comes to you, pay me back, he says, I have to daven Meirev. It's Farah Cheshmi, you owe money. If it's a Prius Kohen, even if it's also a Pidyon, but if the boss of it is a Prius Kohen, what's Farah Shayla? Yeah, but that's a greater topic. Again, the Sukkot and Kedushin and Ches. There's a shayla if you can give Pidyon HaBen to a Kohen Kotam. The Ktsois brings down in Simen Reish Mem Gimel, Sif Kotam Dalid, B'shem the Prichodesh, B'shem the Mayim Chayim, that you can give Pidyon HaBen to a Kohen Kotam, even though a Kotam can't be Zoycha, ain't Tchil a Kotam. Or B'dat Acheres Machna, it's Machlaik, it's B'shem, but B'dat Acheres Machna, you can be Machna to the Kotam. As I break it from the Prichodesh. And the Ktsois rises and he says, the Trum is not, the Pidyon HaBen money is not yours. The Emes, it's already belongs to the Shevet HaKahuna. And you have to just be mavar to which coin you're giving it. So how can you say that it's working with Dasa Cheres Machna? You're not the one really being Machna. So you're not really the Machna. You can't use the lumens of Dasa Cheres Machna. That's good for why you can give it to a kohen, even without the mamzer of das charismatic. It already belongs to the shevet hakohen. You just have to mevara which kohen. A kohen is allowed to yarshin things, even though ain't tchilah kohen. It's already his. It's just a question of being mevara. So then he mevara that it goes to this kohen. It's not a problem. Then it means another svara that you can even do pidyon aben bal korchay, because prius choy can be done bal korchay. If it can be done bal korchay, it would then be done by a kohen. Is a shayla in pidyon aben is the chiv on the father, or is it a chiv on the son? Farshteitach, when he's a kohen, the father has to be paid to him, and later on when he grows up, then he has to be paid himself. But what's the ikr chiv? And it's the same shayla by Mila, they talk about it. It's called pidyon aben. It's not. It's called pidyon aben. It's an afkamina. If when the ben becomes a gadol, is the father still mechayiv? If it's really the son's chiyuv and the father's only doing it because he has to worry about his son's chiyuv, so once the son becomes a gadol, then the son can do it himself. But if it's the etzem, the father's chiyuv, even if he became a gadol, it's still the father's chiyuv. This rise from Yishayim that by pidyon aben, it's the father's chiyuv even after the son becomes a gadol. Parshas Hazayim Mavur in the sugya daf chafes. Talking about remnant, it's them as a ganze topic. So one last inyan at the end, it says that by giving truma, the pasuk says kein tarimu gam atem. Gam atem trumas Hashem mikomas v'sech. There's a din that we learn as gam atem that we learn as there's a din of shlichus by truma, but we have a klal ma atem b'nei bris ashkuchachem b'nei bris. Shlichus is only on another yid, because a shlichus is only someone atem, someone that's similar to you. The same way we're a yid, we're a yisrael, and we're a ben bris. Also, the shliach that you're sending has to be a ben bris, and a shliach that's not a ben bris can't be a shlich. Farana gemar and gittin. Shayna Maisa is going to be Kivay, we'll end with this state. The Gemara in Gittin says that a goy can't be a shliach for Gerushin. You can't send a goy to bring a get. Why not? So the Gemara, because a goy is ain't a betoyer of Gittin for Kedushin. A goy has no shaykhah to chalois Gerushin. And there's a klal, you can only be a shliach on a kind of chalois that you have a shaykhah to. And since a goy is ain't a betoyer of Gittin for Kedushin, a goy can't be a shliach for Gerushin. Fred and Achroinim, because then we're showing already over there, what do you need the reason that Ein Ebetayra is given the condition? Anyways, a goy is not a ben bris. We have a kloliastic rule. Shlichus only applies in someone that's a ben bris. So what's the negate that a goy can't be a shlichus? He's Ein Ebetayra's gerushin. Anyways, he's not a ben bris. Anyways, he's not a ben bris. So he kvega wants to talk a big chiddush. We know there's a klal. A goy could make another goy a shlich. Why? A goy could make another goy a shlich because it's atom. They have a comment. There's no din that goy can't be shliach. The din is you have to be similar to shliach to the mishaleach. If the mishaleach is here, the shliach has to be here. So the tzidua, the shita of the Maasas Binyamin, the Shach brings it down, the Ksois brings it down, the Maasas Binyamin says that a goy could make another goy a shliach. You can go another step further. There's a shayla, can a yid make a mumur a shliach? There's a machlekes apayskin. Let's say someone was shmadach. He's still a yid. He's a yisrael, but he's not a ben bris. He's shmadach. He's still Jewish, Avada, but he's not a Ben Bris. He became a Christian, yeah, Avada not, he's a Yid, but he's not a Ben Bris. So there's a Machloit, some, the Morgan Abram brings down, Yisroel cannot make a Mumra Shliach. It's not Atam Gamatam, he's not a Ben Bris. But the Evan Oizer says no, the Evan Oizer says, yeah, even though he's not a Ben Bris and you are, but you have something in common, you're both Yisroel. And you don't need both details in common, as long as you have one thing in common. Even though he's not a Ben Bris and you are, but you're both Yisroel, and that's enough. Similarly, an Eved can be a Shliach because he's a Ben Bris, even though he's not a Yisroel. He's a Ben Bris. And the Zayzak of Kveger, let's say a Yid who's a Mummer, a guy Shmadach, now he has to save his wife, he wanted to divorce his wife. We're forcing him to divorce his wife. A guy ran away, he became a Christian. We're forcing him at least to say to divorce his wife. Who could be the Shliach? Zakar of Kveger, he can use a Goy as a Shliach. Why? What the problem? If he amity can't, because he's Ein Ebetayra, he's getting the condition. A Goy can't be split with Ein Ebetayra. But it's not for the problem of Ein Ebetayra. What are you saying? It's not, they don't have anything in common. It's not Atam Gamatam. They have something in common. They're both not Ben Bris. Avada the Yid, the Meshumad is the Yisrael, and the Shliach is the Richtige Goy. But they have one detail in common. They're both love B'nai Bris. And the same way both being B'nai Bris, or both being just Yisrael is enough. A Yisrael can make a Mumar a Shliach, because they're both Yisrael. Who then a Mumar could make a Goy a Shliach, and there's no problem about them, because they're both love B'nai Bris. After them, after Gemara Zog, and it won't work. Because Ein Ebetayra is getting the Kiddush. That's the Chedron from Kiddush.